This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. The State Auditor's Office says several departments need to tighten up how employees use state-issued cell phones. In the last fiscal year, five departments managed about 10,000 cell phones. Auditors say those departments lacked inventories and written processes for monitoring their use and cost. The audit suggests better management of the equipment as well as better oversight of costs with vendors. Colorado's statewide e-bike rebate program is back. CPR's Molly Cruz has more.
Starting August 24th, eligible Coloradans can apply for a $1,000 rebate towards the purchase of an electric bike. Additional rebates are available for cargo and adaptive e-bikes. The first round of the program drew more than 34,000 applications, with nearly 8,000 people receiving rebates. Governor Jared Polis says the program helped reach people who otherwise couldn't afford an e-bike.
89% said they couldn't have afforded or bought an e-bike without the rebate. So it's really reaching the right people.
Applications will be accepted during one-week registration periods throughout the coming year. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
Reservoirs across the state are at their lowest level in decades. For example, Green Mountain Reservoir in Summit County is sitting at just 20% of its normal depth. According to the Summit Daily News, officials took that opportunity to remove an ATV that was lost by an ice fisherman back in 2018. Next in line, a 1990s-era snowmobile. This is CPR News.